Thank you. right. We're going to try a different way. We're going to try to go through San Francisco a different way to avoid the Super Bowl shit. That won't manifest until, you know, until I'm already in San Francisco, so. Same old shit for a while here, I guess.
For the next couple of hours. So I've been with me right after all the good music I got for you today. Of course, the coming with the hits. I got some throwbacks for you and brand new music.
Hits, hits, throwbacks. Great.
But at 3 p.m. Eastern, that's when I'm going to shoot that off. But right before it, 2 p.m. Eastern, I got the replay of Russell Simmons going under the gun. If you missed out on that, you definitely want to check it out today. 2 p.m. Eastern, I'm bringing it your way. Russell Simmons under the gun. So check that out. And then your request. You know I got to get those in as well. So if you have one of those for me, shoot it to me right now on Twitter, at Instagram, at DJ Nina Nye.
Yeah. I face problems. Every day, I can't solve it. Every day. It's
Blasting it hard and heavy.
Ozzy's Boneyard on Sirius XM.
at them. I don't know.
The Billy Joel Channel.
Oh, I didn't want to do it, but I got too late.
Okay, that was considered very risque when it came out in 1980. It's about phone sex. It was hot and heavy phone calls. And some stations wouldn't play that recording. They wouldn't play it. It was too risky a subject. Just wanted a straight ahead rocker.
Casino, directed by Martin Scorsese. In it, Robert De Niro is playing Sam Rothstein, a guy the mob hired to run a casino in Vegas.
Yes,
he gets some help from a mob enforcer named Nicky Santoro.
I know, yes,
who,
Nicky Santoro.
Spoiler alert, things don't end well for.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
who played Nicky? Was it A, Joe Pesci, B,
yeah,
Nicolas Cage, or C, Dustin Hoffman?
I mean, it was Joe.
Got the answer? 844-88-PRIZE.
What?
For 3 days and two nights in Vegas.
Oh, fuck
Call
you.
Now. 844-88-PRIZE. That's 844-88-PRIZE.
This is not a station promotion.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards.
See that card at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with...
Nope. Yes.
Plenty of time to Google the word caucus to find out what it means.
Well, great.
Try to put me together. Just me.
Why do people go all fucking nuts for that Adele song? It's not, that's, it's fine. It's like, hey, check it out. It's an Adele song. Now I'm just wildly spinning up the dial. Fuck it. Yeah, this...
Yes, I'll be whatever, just you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I'll be your girl, forever your baby. You ain't never gotta worry, I'm here for you, baby. Best believe that, when you need that, I will sing that you always hear it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you hear it. Bang in the drum like Dum Diddy Day. I like the juicy rhythm you play.
Music Daddy broke Brenda's leg yesterday. She couldn't stay on tempo.
Oh,
I heard Music Daddy is just doing what's best for all of us.
I would agree that,
yeah, Sports Talk Radio, motherfucker.
An idiot, Harsh. Stugatz. I'll tell you what else you are. You are absolutely a mother.
This is the Dan Levitar Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Well, Monty Jones will be in studio with us in about 15 minutes. He'll spend the final half hour of the show. We'll talk Cam Newton with him. Now you can listen. Celebration against the Giants on NFL Network, down 30. I didn't like his attitude. I didn't like when he was sulking. You know, still this year, I don't love his completion percentage, being totally honest with you.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. If we're being totally honest, I'm right there with you, bro.
I mean, I almost think, I know I do, you have to forget about, you know, some fundamentals at quarterback. He has the arm, he has the
a total polar opposite. All I know is you can't take how good you are with the 49ers. They can't take it. So.
was that the
joke? You're saying that you can fake it really well while having sex and not really well because the 49ers can't fake it. Is what you're saying?
Pretty much. I mean,
getting suspended at Missouri for the third time. The video came out. Matty Mock's a Missouri quarterback, if you didn't know. Getting suspended for the third time. Video came out a couple days ago on Twitter of Matty Mock snorting a white substance. Just not good. And now he's been indefinitely suspended. And it was kind of a really fitting day to have Jay Williams out. And if you missed our conversation with Jay Williams, you have to go back and listen to it on the SiriusXM app. We've gotten so much great response. It is so good.
You print all of those photos for free. You get 1,000 free 4x6 photo prints a year. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. You can even print photos at other sizes for next to nothing.
And that offense.
Julius, anything else?
I'm here, buddy. Everything's good. Thanks.
What's his real upside? You know, I think he's good for what he is. But if you're paying, I don't think you pay for like a breakout season or some great upside that he didn't show. In
paid them off. They were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse the second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you.
So we'll get caught up with him. I haven't had a chance to start chasing this winter, have we?
No, we have not.
We have. No, he's not. See, the Lego building is going. It's going around. We were just talking about the White Sox. He was out with bringing spikes out to kids yesterday in Chicago with one of the White Sox draft picks from last year.
Blake nice.
He was a big Chicago native and we've had a great season at the University of Iowa.
I bet this baseball radio station must be really good through the fucking dark times of the offseason.
Adam in L.A. is calling on one of the...
I hope my baseball team is good this year.
Sunday for afternoon drive, Marty was always there calling the race.
Today with a domain, website, and email starting at $149 per month at GoDaddy.ca. Annual purchase plan is required. See website for details. Taxes and other fees may apply.
Other than maybe chipping, and Phil Rogers helped him greatly with that in his career. You know, and now comes Spieth. We'll take Spieth and McIlroy. McIlroy just, he hits it ungodly good. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's true.
Okay.
All those McIlroys hit it undoubtedly
quite
good.
Quite as far. I don't think anybody does, hardly. That accurate. But he's got a touch from 15 to 30 feet that I've never seen anybody that good. And he does it differently. He's left hand low. He doesn't take a practice stroke, which you know I love. And he looks
like we know you love a good practice stroke.
And because he thinks he's going to make it, he does.
Talk about the lack of practice stroke. When you're explaining that to your students, and I'm not talking about the tour players, but to a 14 handicapper who's come to see you guys,
right?
Explain, what are you going to tell him about the practice stroke?
Well, it's him or her, and I ask them what they're good at. I mean, I relate to, have they shot pool before? Well, you're not going to step up to shoot a cue ball. You're not going to be a foot left of it in practice and then step up behind it. You just put the cue stick behind it. Okay, now you don't leave the cue stick still. You move it around. You keep it going back and forth, and you at some point let it go. But the same person with all that good touch takes these practice strokes, which doesn't help them a lick, okay? And then puts the putter behind the ball. Well, all this time frame, where is your eyes focusing? You're focusing on the ball, okay, as you set your feet. What I want them to do, one of the principal things, is when you get your feet set, I want the putter to go on the ground, and I want you looking at the hole as you set your feet. Because now your eyes will set you up, and you'll line yourself up perfect every time. And so I'd rather do it without a practice stroke. One good example of somebody that couldn't do that was Annika Sorenstam. I mean, she'd won twice in the previous 17 or 18 months before we met and worked, and she had to have a practice stroke. Well, I got her to take it behind the ball, looking at the hole. You know, she's looking past the ball to the hole, and she makes her stroke, but when she gets going, she's walking straight into it. And she won 17 times the next 2 years.
There's a big left-handed guy. He's actually right-handed, but plays lefty, who has employed some of that as well. And Phil.
It helped start it, which means, you know, it's a little motivation for all of us that your career could hit a new height at any stage.
You know what I love, too? Speaking of Larry David, if you ever go back and watch old episodes, sometimes you'll, like, see or hear him a lot in the background. You're like, oh, shit, it's Larry David. You never knew who he was when the show was on. But now that you know who he is, you'll...
He was a background character a couple times. He was the voice of Steinbrenner.
By the way, there's a ton of people that make it at a later age in life.
Oh, no, but I'm saying lately, I didn't realize Larry David was that guy to that level where, you know, he was like not struggling, but he was just sort of making ends meet, and now he's worth $1 billion. But it all started in his mid-40s. Spot, what I thought was interesting was that obviously you know the show Seinfeld.
What is that?
Was his brainchild there, where he teamed up with Seinfeld. But he had a neighbor whose name was Kramer in real life.
Yeah.
Right, Kenny Kramer. Kenny Kramer, yeah. Who was a unsuccessful comedian who went on to like do karate promotion or something like that. This guy, Kenny Kramer, obviously tried to sue for the name. They were going to change the name to like Kelsey or something.
Kenny Kramer in real life was the guy that told Larry David. Larry David had a fit at SNL because they kept cutting his bits. So he caused a big scene and fucking started throwing papers around and shit. And he said, I quit. This job sucks. And he realized he quit Saturday Night Live. He didn't know what to do. So Kenny Kramer in real life said, just show up on Monday. Like nothing ever happened. And then they did that on Seinfeld with Costanza. So there was the real Kenny Kramer was the guy that gave him that advice. Like Kramer. Much like Kramer.
Kind of resembles him a little bit.
Yeah.
But that guy, Kenny Kramer, I was unaware that... You know how like Dunkelman, when he missed that on Idol, started doing like online Idol shows and was like sort of counted it by being like, I'm the Idol guy. Kenny Kramer would do tours around Hollywood where he would be like, I'm the real Kramer. Let me show you around Hollywood. Like he tried to, like... He used the fact that I'm the real Kramer to try to do those, like, not schemey jobs, because I guess you're just trying to make ends meet. But he was the guy that really played up that. I'm the real Kramer. What, I do here's a Seinfeld tour I do.
I remember that. I do remember that. Because he would take you to the Soup Nazi and shit, didn't he?
He did a whole tour.
Seinfeld.
What the fuck? Yeah.
This channel is in the middle of all the sports channels, and it's just called Rush. And I don't know what the fuck this channel even is, because it's just these two fucking dicks talking about Seinfeld.
Remember how Kramer does a bit where he insists that the guy that Elaine worked for, Jay Friedman, like stole all his stories? So he did a Kramer tour of like all around New York and his stories and, you know, through his eyes.
You know who else made cameos on Seinfeld? Bryan Cranston, who no one gave two fucks about when he was Malcolm in the Middle's dad.
and then the other guy. And now he's like the greatest actor.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's never too
late. Everyone compete at a different time.
To go back to your point.
You ever write down some of our dumb stories and wonder if you partner with a writer, if there's a sitcom there?
We always talk about that.
I know. You and I talk about that a lot off the air.
I started
writing last night.
Here's my tip for you.
Sarah
no.
Were mocking me. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing America's Next Best Sitcom.
Can I have a say in who cast me?
We already got you casted. Beefsteak Charlie. Yeah.
Well, we could write together. We could be like Jerry and George when they pitched the pilot to sign.
Show about nothing.
What are you writing? Haikus?
No, I just started writing that. I'm trying to. The family's a modern family where it's like, there's the gay uncle. And what is it being done? And I'm like wondering if there's something that we're doing or stories we have that cover something that hasn't been done or has everything been done.
Another one of your favorite songs by Bare Naked Ladies.
Always comes back to Bare Naked Ladies.
If all roads lead back to the Naked Ladies for Rich Davis.
It's all been done.
Yeah. What the
fuck? Alright, so what did you write? I want to get to the fucking meat.
Fuck stop. Me. God, stop talking.
And I didn't want to leave the motherfucker because Eddie was like, well, I'm about to go to bed. You know, it's a wrap. I'm like, you don't want to bow. Let me hear your album one more time. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Plankton.
You know, the fish are like, and cupcakes.
Just plankton.
Sprinkled on pizza.
It's mostly water weight.
I do love whales. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. But it's not like there are people that are anti-whale anyway. And it's like, don't bring up whales around my dad. He'll go off.
Women here, see, that's the disrespect we do get from women here as an American. There is no reason to fuck with your dick as a child.
Right.
It's cosmetic. It's cosmetic surgery. They try to trick you and go, oh, it does. No, it's natural. But women here would rather risk their son's life to make sure some other bitch don't see his ugly ass. And look like a mug's face or goddamn dick with a breathing problem. And actually, you gotta wipe the corner of the dick's eye out. Come here. Women don't appreciate what we go through. If you see a motherfucker with a pretty dick, he went through surgery for your fucking ass. American women, man, y'all motherfuckers don't know the shit that you have to deal with in these other goddamn countries. Boy, get your head chopped off for talking too much. See them ugly dicks, man. Mother countries don't be bullshitting. But she was like, oh, I love
this. I'm never. My place is being redecorated.
Oh, Dun, my boy, think nothing of it. What are friends are for? Less for you to sponge off of.
Well, I hope I'm not putting you out. I'm just here for 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days? I made out a lease for a week.
A lease? Success hasn't changed him. He's still the same lovable fink. Doesn't friendship count for anything?
Yes, but families count for more. I have a lot of mouths to feed.
So what? Is this my fault you gave up golf? How do you ask me to sign a lease?
That's so I'm protected against damage. I don't ask the older people to sign, but you young folks, you know, you give a lot.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like the rest in advance, if you don't mind.
This window?
Yes.
Sting, don't you trust me?
I trust you just as much as you trust me.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. How much?
$500.
$500? Does that include the maid?
No. Very worthy cause.
Singing lessons?
My human life is at stake. Out! Get all this smoke out of here! Leave my ears out!
Tom was
was Tom Peril, the recently retired tennis coach from Elon University, and he didn't want to go anywhere if it didn't involve a golf course. But his wife, Margaret, wanted to go, and she was saying to Tom, left brain says he'll go if you'll go. We've all done this, and because they love us, and because you can generally get anybody to promise something if it's 2 years out, they agreed to go on this trip. I have important information worth your being here tonight. Write it down. If you are 45 years old and you want to go on this trip, then you need to go ahead. It's beautiful. It's a nice experience. You'll find it rewarding. If you are between 45 and 60 and want to go on this trip, you need to hurry. If you are in our age range in the 60s, you gotta know you can die on this trip. I'm here to tell you, right, you can't go. I can tell you right now, you can't go, you can't. There's not a man in here that can go. And you can't even look at our pictures. It'll do you in.
It's just entertaining.
Serious.
You know what we're going to do Monday? We're going to go see Donald Trump.
The dad's reaction is just, wow. Like, is he not a Trump supporter?
Well, it's
this is weird.
It's weird when you see your little girl go off in an orgasmic excitement. A dad isn't used to seeing that. We're going to see Donald Trump in New Hampshire.
I love you, Trump!
Yeah, you happy about that?
Thank you, mommy!
Are you going to go?
You are, yeah.
Maybe Jeff the arm fucker now?
The guy he was jerking off to is named Josephine.
Oh,
shitty hair plugs.
Yeah. I thought it was Sally. All right, boys, enough fun. Jeff, what do you want? You want a plug or something? What appearance do you have?
Not fucking appearance. This is disgusting. How about a good appearance, piece of shit?
He calls me yesterday with a scoop. He goes,
listen, I just got contacted by a fan from Denmark.
Yeah.
I go, okay.
All right.
I think you should do a story about that.
How about I kill myself instead?
He's got great ideas. But, dude, what is this wax he's smoking that, like, wax sounds like? I mean, Jeff
that's
is
hardcore.
One thing about Jeff, he's an expert in weed and knowing how to get high. He got so whacked out on this new thing. Is that a new thing, wax?
No, it's been around for a couple of years.
And it's
for
super
sure.
Pot?
No.
Well, they have different grades.
Yeah, and it's basically a much stronger form of THC set in a wax form. And you just...
It reduced him to a fucking baby.
I think he was going to confess to a crime.
He could get high and smoke with the wax in his ears. Shut the fuck up!
Jeff, what do you want to say about wax?
You didn't even get the real gist of the story.
Okay.
After I had that little crying incident...
Yes.
I fell on the floor of the hotel room, and I couldn't get up, and I had to call room service. They called the fire department.
Oh, no.
Help me get up off the floor, and I was
butt
naked.
Oh, my God.
And you're not ashamed of that?
Well, hey, it happened.
And did you have that on Periscope?
No.
Oh, the one good thing.
Hi, I'd like a cheeseburger and a pickup, please.
You were so fucked up that, like, you were like a turtle. You're on your back naked.
Yeah, so you crawled to the phone?
And you're telling me, like, fire department guys had to come to the hotel?
Yeah, four big guys kept busting into my room.
Is that because the fire, like the hotel...
Like, room service people don't want to do
this. They didn't want to touch you?
No, I called up the lady at the front desk.
Right.
What guys do you have there tonight? Oh, but no guys. I said, well, I need help, Bob. And she said, well, I'll call the fire department.
Can you imagine?
I thought it was some gay guy calling from his room. What guys do you have working tonight?
I'm nude on my back.
I need somebody to come flip me.
And why can't you get up?
I was fucking fucked up, dude.
Wow.
Sheesh.
Don't smoke wax.
Did the fire department guy say something to you about being nude?
No, they just said, oh, you're just a drunk. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Can I tell you, I'm going to give you an idea right now. Because you want to sell mugs, right? And you keep making, like, these stupid fucking mugs that nobody cares about. Yeah. This picture of you with your cock out and the fucking sling, if you put that on a mug, I guarantee you, you'll sell a few.
I'm buying one today, if that's out there.
Yeah, it's a shame you didn't capture the fire department flipping you.
I'd sell one. That way, when you put the mug up to your lip, you're almost blowing Jeff. Oh, can you imagine the one interesting thing that he could have put on Periscope was him naked on the floor with the fire department coming in?
He missed that.
That he turned off the camera.
I couldn't crawl over to get to the fucking phone.
Why don't you just shimmy over on your back?
You haven't made any contributions yet, but a lot of stars are making the news because they're providing water, bottled water, for the people of Flint.
That is a horror story, right? I mean, it really is.
The guy that they call an old-timey guy, because he likes to wear old derbies or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Little glasses that sit on your nose.
Right.
Or, you know, pons nez.
I'll give them to an angel soul. Oh, cool. We got Seven Dust live in studio.
Miniseries about the O.J. Simpson trial. Man, this is good. Please call us if you want to chat about it. Our number is 855.
Yes, I want to chat about the O.J. Simpson trial.
This is Lynette Rice. I'm with Nicole Spurley. We'll be right back.
I think he probably did it. I don't know. That's all I got. Thanks for taking my call.
Boss, do you guarantee I will lose weight? Yes. And if you call me back,
Ever consider owning a sustainable business that promotes work-life harmony?
Absolutely not.
Key Academy is expanding nationwide and providing exceptional opportunities for new franchise owners. Key Academy has been an industry leader in educational child care for over 30 years.
But as of now, that has not yet happened. He's much more popular. You can also do the Facebook thing, Dr. Radio with Facebook, and find the replay schedule.
See, I tried to jot down all the names.
That probably means you owe back taxes. It's an IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can significantly lower your tax debt. Find out if you qualify. Call Optima Tax Relief. Hashtag good advice.
Call 800-901-3022.
Well, now and Vic know about American tax advice.
Optima Tax Relief.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. This year...
You know, Donald is a fragile soul. If she asks him mean questions, I mean, his hair might stand on end. I would like to invite Donald right now to engage in a one-on-one debate with me anytime between now and the Iowa caucuses.
All right, I suspect Senator Cruz has not gotten a call back because Donald Trump is not participating. Let's news debate as things stand right now. But the issue then becomes not only what has happened to this once bromance between these two, where they never said a bad word about anybody, that is quickly degenerated into now they never say a good word about each other. Ted Cruz fundraiser Kellyanne Conway on what this might mean for her candidate. What do you think?
Well, remember, Neil, that Ted Cruz did not speak ill of Donald Trump until blood was drawn on him first. On January 6th, Mr. Trump decided he would launch in Ted Cruz being ineligible to serve.
That off-mic comment that Ted Cruz was caught talking about the legitimacy of the Trump candidacy, but I understand it's hard to trace the origins. Right now, they're fighting. So
well,
now
they're fighting.
But I want to get past that. We can argue about who started what. What happens now? Is this a moment for Ted Cruz to shine and take advantage of a missing Donald Trump?
Yes, I agree with that. I think that is exactly the way Senator Cruz should play tomorrow night at your debate, Neil, which is that without Donald Trump there, a lot of the pro-Rubio and pro-Christie people are saying, well, this is a problem for Ted Cruz because now everybody will gang up on him. I'm sorry, I think the moderators will probably ask each of them to weigh in on what they think of the missing candidate. Hmm. And anybody's free to answer a question however they want. If you're asked about your tax plan and your Senator Cruz, you should explain your pro-growth tax, flat tax plan in about 15%, and you should question why Jeb Bush and Donald Trump have been scored at 25%, for example. So it's a great opportunity to show philosophical contrast, and that's the point I'd like to make. Most of what Mr. Trump has said about Senator Cruz is personal, and it's quite nasty. What most of what, if not all of what Senator Cruz has said about Mr. Trump are based on philosophical differences. Is he a real conservative, or will he negotiate and deal too much in Washington to the point where conservatives will feel betrayed yet again, et cetera? So I think that you don't want to respond with personal nasty attacks. You want to respond with philosophical contrast. And the voters have a reasonable expectation that their nominee will have thought about policy at least as deeply as they have.
No, I hear where you're going, but Kellyanne, remember, with one man's personal attack. Tax is another man's argument, but I hear where you're coming from. But the rap against Senator Cruz, whether you could overcome it, and I'm leaving aside whether he's a natural born citizen, I don't think is going anywhere, but I could be wrong. More to the point about whether he is of the temperament to get deals done in Washington. Donald Trump hasn't been the only one to say, Senator McCain has, Rand Paul has, Bob Dole has, that his likability on the Hill, even among fellow Republicans, isn't great. And that could get in the way of getting stuff done. What do you think?
Well, Senator Cruz himself has said, Neil, that the reason people don't like him in Washington is that he's just holding to the promises he made to the men and women of Texas who elected him senators and senator. And he frankly thinks other senators should do the same. Neil, there's not a person in Washington who did not run, a Republican in Washington who did not run forcefully on repealing and replacing Obamacare, have they? And so he, only one guy stood in the well of the United States.
The world is facing today.
It's the last chance to hear from the GOP contenders.
Just days ahead of the February 1st caucuses.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? That's the most important question.
The Republican debate live tomorrow.
At 9 p.m. in the East, 6 p.m. in the West.
On Fox News Channel, Sirius XM 114.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk.
800-613-8836. 800-613-8836.
Frustrations that are being expressed by Trump supporters. I think Falwell's endorsement does matter because there is a fight for it with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz seemed to almost have a monopoly on the evangelical vote, which is very important in Iowa and very important in South Carolina, which is just around the corner. So I think that Falwell's endorsement, while, as you say, it's not Sarah Palin's endorsement, doesn't have that splash, significant.
David Gergen, always good to have your perspective. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Love to have you back any day, open seat for you on this program. Coming up in the next hour, CNN Chief Strategy, or on the National Committee, Sean Spicer is going to join us. But up next, Bernie Sanders, face-to-face with President Obama today at the White House. What do you suppose these two are talking about?
Boobs. A home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Nope.
Just select photos on your phone or on Facebook or Instagram, then choose the sizes, and you're done.
Why does feeling bad
it's going away from me
sound so good?
I'm a maniac.
Discover the world of the blues. Channel dedicated to nothing but the blues. BB King Bluesville, Sirius XM Channel 70.
You should make the responsible choice.
But you want to be impulsive.
You should feel safe taking the kids to school.
But you want a vehicle that turns heads.
You should have
everything you want.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX and RX Hybrid. Agile.
And if we like it, we'll give you the money. And they did, so I started developing equipment for SEAL teams.
Can you give me any examples of the things you developed, or are they all top secret?
Underwater propulsion vehicles, yeah. Life support devices, all anti-shark weaponry that can also be anti-personnel weaponry, and all kinds of other interesting things.
Mm. Am I right in thinking that you developed a cigar that had a miniature helicopter inside it?
That's a more recent development, but yes.
What?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, just imagine it's in a cigar tube, and you've got a number of them in your suitcase. And when you go through customs in a foreign country, customs there generally becomes quite enthusiastic about the prospect of a Cuban or Nicaraguan cigars. So you have a layer of real cigars, and you give them a handful of them, they're happy. And the ones underneath it are the real things that look the same. When you pull it out and invert it and put it on top of each other, the little tube on the outside is the handle, and you turn the device on, and it can only fly about 10 or 15 minutes, but it can fly easily the length of a football field, and it can fly easily 100 meters high, and you can't hear it.
And it can take photographs.
So what it allows you to do with tiny cameras in it, to see what people are doing nearby that would really like to do you harm, and you know where they are and they don't know where you are, it becomes very interesting as a surveillance and reconnaissance device.
I mean, it sounds exactly like a device out of James Bond.
Well, there's a bunch of other things I did. You remember the watch in one of the Bond films that was a laser? That is not doable. But I did build a small gun in what looked just like a Rolex watch, but it actually fired a tiny projectile made using modification of a stock round. So the whole emphasis was, don't make things that are unreal, make things that are quite real.
Did you ever make any toys?
Oh boy, did I ever. Yep, lots of them.
What kind of toys?
I made the pen in Home Alone 2 that had sound effects in it, so the boy could make sounds of barking dogs on phones, or all kinds of things that would help ward off potential intruders that wanted to break in where he was. And I made all kinds of crazy stuff. Remote-controlled fart machines, one of my absolute favorite.
Does it help to have a kind of childlike imagination, do you think?
I would imagine myself in somewhere in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and what could I have or do that would make other kids think I was fun and neat and want to be with me? So I made little miniature rockets out of a paperclip and a book of matches and a gum stick. After you do a few things like that, the kids at recess say, you know, this guy's kind of fun. Let's hang out with him. Instead of wanting to beat you up or something else.
The amazing world of the American inventor Ralph Osterhout. Well, time now for Witness. And 30 years ago, in January 1986, the launch of a space shuttle went tragically wrong, ending in the death of 6 astronauts and a teacher. Chloe Hagimateo reports.
We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
It's January 28th, 1986, and Mission 51L has just launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. On board are 6 astronauts and the first civilian to be chosen to go into space, a 37-year-old social studies teacher, Krista McAuliffe. At the Space Center, friends and family are watching the launch, including a group of 100 children from Krista's school in New Hampshire. Also watching is Krista's standby, Barbara Morgan, a teacher from Idaho.
I remember saying, bye, Krista, bye, crew, and waving, and Godspeed, and you know, I'm so excited for you. I remember thinking, gosh, I wish I were with you.
Challenger now heading downrange.
Seconds after takeoff, a small component on one of the solid rocket boosters fails. No one on board or at the control center notices. And even if they had, there was nothing they could have done. There were no ejector seats and no way to switch off the shuttle's powerful engines.
Engines at 65%, 3 engines running normally, 3 good fuel cells.
Just over a minute into the flight, hot gas begins jetting out of a hole less than a centimeter in diameter. But it's enough to have a devastating effect.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
The launch just didn't look right. I know I was probably not understanding everything right away, but looking and thinking, this just doesn't look right as basically pieces are falling.
As the shuttle explodes, television cameras broadcasting the event to the entire nation catch the expressions on the faces of the families as they turn from excitement to confusion and then devastation.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation.
The crew compartment, which was built to withstand the heat of re-entry, is hurled out of the explosion intact. And it's thought the crew may have been conscious during their 4-minute plunge from the sky. But there was no way for them to survive the impact as they hit the sea at 140 miles an hour.
Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.
Krista and Barbara's experience with NASA began in August 1984. With 10 shuttle launches a year, the missions were beginning to feel routine. But then President Ronald Reagan came on television to make an extraordinary announcement.
Today I'm directing NASA to begin a search in all of our elementary and secondary schools and to choose as the first citizen passenger in the history of our space program, one of America's finest, a teacher.
I was sitting on the sofa with my husband watching the news. He's a writer. He jumped up and out blurted, "Why a teacher? Why not a writer?" You know, I said I thought a teacher would be just the perfect choice.
Barbara Morgan was teaching maths to seven-year-olds in a small town in rural Idaho when she became one of 11,000 teachers to send an application to NASA. After she was shortlisted, she traveled to Washington for the next stage of the selection process.
214 of us met, and that included Krista. We all clicked immediately. What was Krista like when you first met her? Krista was like the girl next door. She had a very engaging smile. She was quiet and friendly and just soaking it all in. And we were there for a week of workshops and training sessions and a whole litany of interviews.
The 10 finalists were asked a series of interview questions about how they would spend their time in space. The answers were all videotaped, including Barbara's.
I plan on doing my best to make this not just my experience, but everyone's experience. And the way I'm going to do that is to collect everybody's questions. And while I'm on the space shuttle, I hope they don't allow too much sleeping time because I plan on trying to get the answers to all the questions.
Krista was chosen as the first civilian who would go into space. Barbara would be her backup in case Krista couldn't make the launch. In November that year, the two women moved to the Johnson Space Center to undergo the rigorous NASA training program together.
Basically, you're poked, prodded, and probed. And we took a battery of psychological tests. What was the training like? Was it very tough? We spent a lot of time in the simulators.
I'm not sure where this is supposed to cross over and get...
That flies up and down and up and down in a series of...
Hopefully this will be faster than the way I normally go.
You know, you get instructions ahead of time, so you're very well...
Those closed down streets.
You will slowly lift off the floor and you'll be floating. So that's what I was expecting. And we went into that first parabola, and I literally shot to the ceiling. And I don't think Krista and I quit laughing the entire flight. We also spent time in what NASA call familiarization flights in Air Force jet trainers. They go about 500 miles an hour. And Commander Dick Scobie and our pilot, Mike Smith, took Krista and me out flying. Learning how to handle G-force, learning how to stay oriented in the plane. So after demonstrating these different kinds of maneuvers, I remember saying something like, "Gosh, Mike, this is an incredible view." And he said, "Here's a better view for you." And before he even finished getting those words out, we were flying upside down. And here I was looking up at our moon, and it flipped that whole perspective for me.
Meanwhile, Krista began preparing the lessons she would teach from the shuttle that would be beamed to thousands of children down on Earth.
Okay. Good morning. This is Krista McAuliffe, live from the Challenger, and I'm going to be taking you through a field trip.
Finally, after a series of problems delayed the launch, the crew got the green light for January the 28th.
The day of launch was a very, very, very cold morning, and the crew was excited and ready to go. And they'd been training and training and training, and everybody was ready to fly.
Good evening. There's been a disaster at Cape Canaveral. The American space shuttle Challenger exploded only a minute into its flight. The Americans watched it live on television.
When you saw there'd been this awful accident, was there still a lot of hope that they would have survived within their capsule? I don't think any of us really believed that there could be any hope of survival. And when we got to crew quarters, we had families in a terrible situation. You know, it was a terrible, terrible time, and everybody felt really, really bad. You came so close to being the one on that flight. That must have crossed your mind that you ended up being very lucky in the end. I can honestly tell you that that thought never crossed my mind. I wanted to be there.
The disaster shook America, and the country entered a week of mourning. Flags flew at half-mast, and Wall Street stopped trading for a minute's silence. President Reagan postponed his State of the Union address to make an emotional speech.
The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
The shuttle program was grounded while an investigation took place. It concluded that poor communications and decision-making had been at fault. Engineers came forward to say they knew of the weakness in the rocket system, and some later admitted they'd held their breath for every takeoff. But Barbara Morgan didn't give up on her dream. She left teaching to become a full-time astronaut. And finally, in 2007, more than 21 years after the Challenger disaster, she joined the crew of the Endeavour as it made its successful journey into space.
Chloe Hadjimateo was speaking to Barbara Morgan in 2012. Well, that's all from us. Tomorrow you can find out why a colony of tame chimpanzees is living on islands in a river in Liberia. You can meet Nigeria's answer to Superman and hear the extraordinary story of the elderly women who live in the radioactive Chernobyl exclusion zone. It's all on Outlook tomorrow.
BBC World Service. The news is in a couple of minutes. But first, how events in the news can have a powerful response.
A black American is killed by the police. Protests break out. And online, one phrase, Black Lives Matter, just keeps on trending. I'm Mukul Devachand, and I'll be telling the story of how a hashtag evolved from emotional outpouring to a political slogan.
Black Lives...
Focus oral rinse and toothpaste at Walgreens, CVS...
The thrill is
yeah, I love it. That's real cumshaw artistry, I think.
Yeah, because there's always that element with the cumshaw artist. There's somebody who's really clever.
Yeah.
Getting all the
things what
that are
artist?
Rare or hard to find.
Yeah. 877-929-9673.
Stories, all the voices that you hear, I mean, it's not phony. We're surrounded by phoniness everywhere we look. And the beauty of radio when it's done well is that it's real. And it's such an incredible thing to listen to.
From PRX,
you're listening to the Public Radio Remix.
That's right. You got to remix it. You got to change it up. Make something that you love completely new. Well, at PRX, that's exactly what we're doing with, wait for it, Public Radio.
What?
Welcome.
You've taken Public Radio and you've put this Beastie Boys instrumental under it? That's...
1, 2, and 3.
That's your idea?
From UALR Public Radio and William.
There's no clearer example of that than healthcare. You know, before it was called Obamacare, it was called Hillary Care. Some of you remember I fought really hard to get us universal coverage, and I was.
It almost like, you know, reality TV if we were going to do one for the presidential race.
The latest campaign drama has Trump threatening to boycott tomorrow night's Republican debate in Iowa. Democrat Bernie Sanders has visited a place he'd like to call home. Sanders at the White House today for a meeting with President Obama. That meeting is just wrapped up with Sanders calling the get-together very positive, also saying that he did not ask for Mr. Obama's endorsement. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 27 points. The NASDAQ is down 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely?
532-5797-187.
May 2015, the strongest year for new home sales in 7 years. Experts say this is a promising sign for the housing market in 2016. Steady job growth and relatively low mortgage rates are giving many home buyers increased confidence. Home builders are responding to the demand by increasing construction, and the median price for a new home has dropped more than 4% from a year ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal appeals court in Virginia is grappling with the constitutionality of prayers at local council meetings for the first time since the Supreme Court upheld a...
You don't realize our words are what's keeping the promise from coming to pass. You cannot.
Kind of became clear that he wanted.
All right, here's that other KFC Taco Bell.
So,
I think this is going to become 10th Street at some point.
I think. Fucking, I don't know. When. For people to pay attention because, for anywhere the Pope goes, it's always sort of an interesting thing. The Pope Francis has been an interesting guy to follow, but particularly because Mexico's so close neighbor to the U.S., because so many issues that affect Mexico affect the United States, because there's so much. There's so many people who have roots in both countries here that I think it will be a trip that has a big impact on a lot of conversation around the issues that come from being a neighbor with Mexico.
Yep, and he's going to the border region, he's going to Mexico City, so there'll be conversation about the...
Wait, this is just taking me to fucking City Hall.
Jerry O'Connell, our Vatican correspondent, will be in the Vatican pool.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense, because I take 9th. Okay, yeah.
As you said, there's so many issues that connect.
All right.
And I think, as we mentioned in an upcoming editorial, and as people know, Our Lady of Guadalupe is very close to this.
Okay, so I am a pastor's wife, and I did not grow up in church. I didn't grow up with God in my household. I come from a very traumatic, painful childhood. Being abandoned by my father physically and my mom somewhat, but emotionally more emotional abandonment, which has obviously left a wound.
No, I'm sure. Oh yeah, of course, yeah, definitely,
so
for sure, on the real.
Position. Just forgive me if I get a little emotional. I'm sorry. Being in this.
Well, you know what? The music just keeps on playing, and so I'm gonna ask you to hold on. We know, being a pastor's wife, if being a pastor is the loneliest job, being a pastor's wife is the triple dog loneliest job ever. We'll talk to you right after this. We'll be back.
Not too bad as far as incidents on the major highways, the...
Analysis from inside Washington, D.C.
With people who cover this story every day.
That's the politics of the United States. Sirius XM's POTUS 124.
Or stream through the new and improved Sirius X.
82 degrees. Now here's your latest weather forecast. Here's your Baltimore forecast heading on through the daytime hours on this Wednesday, the 27th of January.
Temperatures, I'd say, it's like the announcer from Gauntlet reading you the traffic and weather.
So it really only adds about a minute, 30 in from Thorndale and the old post office
from... We're at 58, party tonight,
but... For tomorrow, a rainy, breezy day with showers continuing into the afternoon. 54 will be as warm as we get. More wet weather Friday and Saturday.
Sirius XM, traffic and weather. Get all your traffic and weather right here. Sirius XM, first traffic and weather.
First traffic time, 4 minutes past the hour.
Now... Sirius XM first traffic for Phoenix.
Use keys to open doors.
For the most part, one accident to watch out for. It's in Mesa, 202 eastbound at the 101, but it's off the side all by itself, not hurting anyone. Off the freeway is down a wreck on 20th Street and Camelback, and on 51st Avenue north of Baseline Road. And keep in mind there's a gas down on Scottsdale Road, northbound and southbound at 2nd Street. It's expected, it's actually going to traffic down just one lane, expected to last for the duration of the day. Passes at the freeways are looking pretty good, other than that one crash on the 202 eastbound, the 101 off to the side. We can start on the I-17 southbound from Greenway to Northern. No problems there. Also from Calumet to the I-10, moderate traffic flow.
Okay,
on the
there's Market.
Westbound,
we're going to cross Market.
To moderate traffic
and
there.
This will be 10.
And from Alma School to the
right.
101, you won't find any delays. I-10 eastbound from Lynchville to the 101, light to moderate. 75th Avenue to the I-17, stack, light traffic there as well. Westbound of the I-10, from the SanTan 202 to Elliott, moderate volume. And from the 6th University, delay 3. On to the 101 northbound from SanTan 202 to Warner, moderate volume there. From Guadalupe to the 60, light to moderate. From the Red Mountain 202 to Indian School, light
Red Mountain.
A little heavy. Possible, a high near 60.
Our family's been here since the latter part of the 1800s, and
smoky flavor that does sharp.
What do you call this?
We call this
cooked carrots.
Sprite.
It's not enough fresh music on this one Korean station. They've got Korea Today Radio Network. Second, and then if I can get in the alley the back way, I can slip in right there. Otherwise, I gotta go around. And, oh, you guys, this is still shitty. This is probably better than my other options, but
Thank you.
ad for Firefox on this billboard. Outfox the trackers. Get Firefox. Yeah, man. Fucking... fuck the man. Mozilla stuff. Fourth Street. Okay. Not to get too personal with you, but I have to go to the bathroom. It'd be really nice to be at work right now, where there are bathrooms, and not in my car, where there are zero bathrooms in this car. For, you know, it's got an analog clock. You know, there's some kind of leathery leather on the seats or something. It's maybe in the steering wheel, but as far as bathrooms, it is woefully lacking. This is 3rd Street, and this car is fucking me over. Alright, this is... Looks like I'm going to be able to get into this alley here. Oh, yeah. Oh, we made it. It's not too bad. All right. I'm going to go. We're going to do some kind of live stream today. It's not going to be Mario because Mario Maker is down right now, but we'll figure something out. That's it.